Let me tell you about a fantastic first novel from Catherine O'Flynn. It was published by Tyndall Street Press, and is called What Was Lost. It was longlisted for a Booker Award. I can't remember if that was 2007 or 2008, but having read the winners from both of those years, I think this one absolutely wipes the floor with them. It's a really quiet novel that starts with the story of Kate, who's a 10-year-old detective, complete with an assistant, who is a stuffed monkey who wears spats. And we read her diaries and her reports and her accounts of her efforts to thwart and detect criminal doings. And she's an absolutely charming character. She has utter conviction in what she's doing, and has boundless enthusiasm and energy and imagination to really make a go of her business as a detective. And then Kate goes missing, or we jump forward in the story 20 or so years. And Kate isn't talked about for a while. So we meet two new characters, Lisa and I think his name's Kyle. And they both work in a shopping centre in Birmingham, which is pretty soulless. I don't know if you've ever worked in a shopping centre, but I worked in Meadowhall in Sheffield for a while. So I really... those descriptions of the kind of corridors at the back of shopping centres and the total contrast they provide with the glossy exteriors and colourful shop fronts and that sort of thing is marked, and I really appreciated that. So these two characters have fairly empty lives, and it's almost as though the shopping centre just sucks the soul out of them. But both of them are unhappy and seem to realise what is happening to them, and they try, and the story follows them kind of coming to terms with this great emptiness and making decisions about what they're going to do with their lives. And slowly we realise how connected these two are with the story of Kate and with a few other characters in the book. It's almost a mystery about why Kate is missing and what happened to her. So we're put in her position in a way as detectives ourselves. And the clues are all laid out, but the book's not trying to pull the wool over our eyes, really. Everything that you expect to happen does, but it's still surprising. And there's something totally fresh and compelling about the voice and the narrative and those characters. They're so real. And it's just the most fantastic read. It's not too sentimental, but it's very deep. And the end of the book just made the hairs on my arms stand up, because it was so electrifying and wonderful, and like I say, expected but unexpected. So I cannot recommend this book too highly. Get in touch with me and I will get you a copy, but you must read it. It's absolutely wonderful. And I believe Catherine's second novel comes out very soon, sometime this summer, so I'll boo about that when I know about it.